So, you have finished the book. How are you doing, honestly? I'm not going to tell you you're a warrior or a queen or a universal force of nature who will never have a bad day again. Because we both know that by next Tuesday you'll be stressed, over-caffeinated, and wondering why you ever thought reinventing your life was a good idea. And that's fine. That's actually the whole point. This was never about becoming the perfect, unshakable version of yourself that only exists in pharmaceutical commercials. It's about being the person who stays in the game when the vibes are absolute garbage. The world is loud. Life is heavy. And your brain is a dramatic liar that will try to convince you to quit at least twice before breakfast. Your job is to keep moving anyway. Not because it's inspiring, because you finally understood that disappearing from your own life is a terrible long-term strategy. You have the tools, you have the playlists, you have the permission you were waiting for, even though you never actually needed it. This book ends here. Your life doesn't. None of what you've built happened because of confidence. All of it happened because of you continue to move forward, however small it was. Non-zero days. So, stop looking for one more chapter. You've got this. The next move is yours. Even if it's badly done, even if you start ugly, even if it's scared, even if it's microscopic, just don't stop. Right? You know what to do.